This winter, there seems to be an influx of American three-toed woodpeckers in Minnesota. They were reported on the Pine County, Grand Rapids, and Isabella Christmas bird counts and are very regularly being seen not far from Floodwood on the Headborn Logging Trail. It's been pretty exciting for us birders. Three-toed woodpeckers are not incredibly rare in the Northland, but they're certainly uncommon, and whenever they do appear, always make the hotline. American three-toed woodpeckers are classified in the same genus as hairy and downy woodpeckers, but have only three instead of four toes, and have the distinction of being the woodpecker that nests the farthest north on this continent. Three woodpeckers, the American three-toed, the slightly more common black-backed three-toed, and the much more abundant hairy woodpecker, are associated with insect outbreaks resulting from fire and other disturbances. According to the Birds of North America, the three-toed specializes on bark beetles, while the black-backed specializes on wood-boring beetles, and after a forest fire, the three-toed tends to feed in trees that are only lightly or moderately burned, while the black-backed gravitates to badly charred trees. So the two species' eruptions and feeding areas may or may not always coincide. Three-toed woodpeckers tend to forage higher in trees than black-backed, too. They feed methodically, pecking on the same area of a trunk for long periods, with occasional pauses while they remain quiet. They flake or scale the bark, removing it with lateral blows. Interestingly, boreal chickadees often pick through the fallen chunks of bark, searching for overlooked bugs. Three-toed woodpeckers often strip a dead tree completely bare of bark before moving on to the next tree. The loss of one toe, the hallux, and the shortening of distal leg bones, along with modifications of their skulls, make them especially adapted to strike trees with force at the expense of climbing ability. So three-toed woodpeckers make excellent hotline birds because birders can often find the exact same bird in the exact same tree for weeks before it moves on. But when a birder first arrives, it can be tricky to locate the bird, especially if the birder relies on flying movements to detect birds. Knowing to look up rather than at eye level improves the search time when you hear one tapping. Three-toed woodpeckers are definitely declining in northern Europe, and even though they're hard to census because they don't make many vocalizations, there's some evidence that the American species is declining too. Fire suppression and salvage logging of trees damaged by fire or insects reduces the abundance of the species' favorite food. Ironically, three-toed woodpeckers may occasionally benefit from pollution. The European species was extirpated from the Black Forest of Germany by 1924, but pollution, killing a huge number of trees in the forest, provided insect food that allowed the species to repopulate the area beginning in 1982. At least a couple of American three-toed woodpeckers have provided meals for goshawks, but they didn't live to tell about the experience. These quiet, unassuming birds are not as noticeable as our backyard hairy and downy woodpeckers, not as striking as red-bellied and red-headed woodpeckers, and not as charismatic and shockingly gorgeous as the pileated woodpecker. They're one of the thousands of creatures that are unknown and unheralded by the vast majority of people. Three-toed woodpeckers play a critical role in the natural world of the North, yet hardly anyone knows of their existence. We can only love what we know, but on our current path, with so many children suffering nature deficit disorder and so few elementary and high school teachers having the interest, time, and expertise to teach their students about birds, fewer and fewer people are growing up experiencing chickadees and orioles and blue jays, much less American three-toed woodpeckers. And that is perhaps the greatest loss of all. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.